गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्मम् तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्मम् तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ध्यानमूलं गुरुमूर्तिः पूजामूलं गुरुपादम् मन्त्रमूलं गुरुवाक्यम् मोक्षमूलं गुरुकृपा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्मम् तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। ॐ श्री नान परमात्मने नमः।
Yeah, Raj, can you connect to the video?
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, connect, switch your video. Yes, correct. Yeah, super. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome you, Raj. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, thanks to Nana Garu. Thanks to different forms of Nana Garu.
Yeah, so we will start. Om Sri Nana Paramatmane Namaha. And Raj, I need to introduce you before we start this interactive session, because you are one wonderful surrendered soul to Nana. Everybody that traveled with Nana from Bhimbaram to Arunachalam will be knowing you. Because you would come to pick him up in the station. Again, on his return, he would come to your house, take rest, have his tea, and then take his train, no? And I think you were the only one who had this good opportunity to have Nana at home every travel of his to Tiruvannamalai. Generally, Nangaru doesn't rest in any local places, huh? Like, because in his travel especially, and you had this special privilege to have Nangaru at your house every trip. So, I mean, I think that shows how much deep devotion you had. And yours was always a silent devotion, no? You never appeared on the screen. It was very quiet, deep. You were so wonderful always. And Nana was always, you know, like, he had a very special place for you, Raj. He would make it obvious also. And your surrender to him, yeah, and your surrender to him is understood in your behavior. Yeah, so
many births, good deeds, they made me to see him and get his seva. So I should be worked for it. That's what I'm trying to do.
Definitely, yes.
Sir, your voice is very feeble. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, increase your volume, Raj.
I'm using system only, but. I'll try to keep it nearer to me.
Now it's better. Now it's better. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Raj, how did actually your spiritual life begin? And then how did you come across Nangaru? Can you tell us? So that we will know where you began.
Okay. My spiritual life started at very, very good old age. What is it called? Young age. That time, Kanchi Maga Piriva Chandrasekhara Swamigal, he visited Katpadi.
Okay.
So that time I was studying third standard.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Vellore has got a five, what is it called, sapas, the temple without, what is it called, the temple without the linga, because there is a Jalangdeshwara temple. So, Magapiriva came and then did the Kumbhabhishekam, and then that time he visited Katpadi, because he has his own good old close friend, actually, his name is Parameshwara Iyer. So, I was staying just opposite to his house.
Oh,
so
I see.
That day visit, he was, whole night was, what is it called, a lot of Bharatanatyam, lot of culturals, and then that is where it started.
So, Raj Kanchi Paramacharya came to reopen the
Jalangdeshwara temple. Yes, at 84, if I'm correct, because I was in very, very childhood age. I don't remember the year, but... I was sat near his holy feet for the whole night.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it so accidentally happened, my first assignment of my job is the Kanchipuram. I took a lectureship at Arulmigu Meenakshamman Engineering College. So that time I started, Kamachaman Temple and Sankaramada, then I'll take the bus.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'll get a from Kamachiman Temple. Those days, I used to get the Hindu newspaper. So I'm talking about 93, 94, that period. So I'll cut the newspaper. So the, whoever coming and take the kungam, they don't need to put it. They'll take that paper and then they'll take it home.
Now,
I used to do that. Because people used to put it on every pillar and then they'll put it on the... And Kamachiman Temple, that kungam is... Still, I love it. You can that smell, you can't get it anyway.
Oh, I see.
So, there was one Gurukul at my our age group. Gopi is his name. So he said, you cut and you keep the newspaper and then it will become a system. But now even when I'm visiting now it is happening there, but somebody else is doing it. So
very nice.
I'll get two roses. That is my morning breakfast, and then I'll go to the college for teaching. I was a lecturer there. And 98.
So, Raj, you were a lecturer by then. I mean, like, you started as a lecturer in Kanchipuram.
Yes.
Engineering college.
Yes. It's called Arulmigu Meenakshamman Engineering College or AMES they call it. And my that time policy philosophy is earn 5 years. And I thought that is the only debt I have it for my parents, so and then give it the money to the parents and then disappear from the world. 5 years go abroad, earn money, give them back, and then I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to see not even one human being, because human beings are not perfect. That is my that kind of attitude or whatever the name we can call it. So 98, those days mainstream people used to go. Y2K problem was there. So, if you are doing a mainframe course for 40K, and then you will get a good, opportunity to go to US. But again, my ego stopped me. I don't want to go as a Y2K programmer. So, I started learning Java.
Okay.
So, I want to go as a Java programmer. And it so happened, those days, it used to be only the Telegram and only the trend call. So, 98 beginning, I got a telephone interview, 2 to 3 rounds. They offered me 2.750 per month, Chicago, some network consultancy. And my, image is next to, and it is in the Chicago. So next to Vivekananda, I'm the next to Vivekananda, I'm going there. That kind of idiotic ignorance I had it. Now I'm laughing at that. So it so happened, 98, a Bokron detonation has come. So, the US sanctioned 1 year for all the visas. There is no visa. They banned everything. And that time, fortunately, here I used to say, tomorrow if I'm coming to the campus, then I'm in the job. If not, I'll be in US. So, I don't want to continue there. That is where I started, this is a big blow for me. Then I moved to Thirunelveli, because I don't want to continue in...
Raj, 1 minute. Slightly increase your volume. Raj, 1 minute. So like, because the previous thing was a little low volume, people couldn't hear.
Okay.
It was like you planned to go to US. I mean, like you wanted to, work for 5 years, supply your parents with the sufficient money for their living and wanted to disappear, right? And then you wanted to go abroad and you wanted to do courses, computer courses. So you did Java and all and you tried to go there.
No, I got the offer.
Okay.
In the NetBay consultancy, even I still remember the company name. And okay. It was located at Chicago. So my image within myself is only Vivekananda went to Chicago and after Vivekananda, Rajkumar is going. So that's what I was telling. Such a ignorance. Now I can laugh at myself. Because I don't know, some of you would have seen a Tamil movie called Vasul Raja MBBS. And there, one compounder used to come to the Kamalhasan used to go and stand for queue, and then people ask, "Why you are standing?" "I want to become a doctor." Then compounder used to say, "Yeah, please stand here. Everybody will become a doctor." Because I also used to say that I'll become a health minister. So they did the tinkering and puncturing. Now I'm become a compounder. So you guys also will become a doctor. So when I recall it, I thought I'm the best saint which the world or the universe ever produced. But Nanakaru and all my mentors made me to realize who I am. Now they are making me be a common human being. That also, I don't know whether I'm really a good human being. I'm trying to be a good human being. That is rare currently. So
didn't know you had this much sense of humor, Raj.
I was the teacher also, so it's part of the bits and pieces.
You had to entertain students also.
If not, within a week they will understand you and then they don't bother much for you.
Then
so that 1 year sanction has come, so I can't go. So it has become an ego problem for me. And at that time, I left Kanchipuram.
You didn't get visa. I mean, you got an opportunity, but you didn't get visa.
Okay, I'll to complete that story, I got the offer. They're supposed to send me the papers.
Okay.
But before that papers, that 98 Buddha Purnima, Bokran detonation has come, so I couldn't go.
Okay.
They sanctioned. I couldn't get the papers at all. So 1 year, nothing can happen.
I see. Okay. Okay.
So obviously, I can't go. So that made me to, what is it called, search for other opportunities. Because in the college, I made a lot of drama. I was in 22, 23. I used to kill the people by my ego. So
okay.
Tomorrow, I'm coming to the campus. I'm in the job. If not, I'll be in US. So that kind of attitude I had it. So it has become a big blow for me. Then I was searching something, and then that time I don't go to any marriages and other things, no festival or any function. But one of my friends' marriage, he asked me to come to Tirupati.
Okay.
So Tirupati, we used to call him Mama. And he was during 1960s and 70s, he was a temple doctor to TTD. He was Nagari Puttur, but he settled in Tirupati, particularly Kiri Tirupati, or Kindaka, not in the...
Tirupati, so, not Tirumala. Okay.
At that time, it was next to first Annamaya Mandapam, then Tyagaraya Mandapam. Next is his clinic.
Oh, I see.
So, 98 to 2000, I was with him. So, when he started my journey...
Raj, you were in Tirupati from 98 to 2000.
Yeah, 98 to 99 end, that Christmas, or Deepam.
You worked there?
No, I was with him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He used to have the clinic. In his clinic, I used to be with him.
I see.
And what is it called? That time, 98, he told me that I'll go to abroad only at 2006. Because I used to fight with him. Mama means Initially, I started calling him. That is a big story, but that is not the direct contest because
context,
I don't want to focus right now. But it is very hard for me to focus him, to call him as a mama. But what he told is, mama is nothing but amma. Ma is mama. That is how the people used to call me. So you try to call me mama, don't call me Swami and all. He used to be in white and white.
Okay.
And why I'm telling this is, he exactly looks like Nanaga.
Oh, I see.
There is
okay.
No difference. His name is Nyanashekar, and Nanagaru, I don't see any difference.
I see. Okay.
Sri Sayyid Bhakta. Or he said, we all are his devotees at some point of time.
Hmm.
So, 98 September onwards, he used to send me every month to Sri. I used to stay 3 nights or 5 nights.
Every month?
And, every month. And those days only landline. And I don't have landline at my home. So from Katpadi to Tirupati, he will call my home. Because of him, I got the landline. So directly from Tirupati, we need to go to the Agamanagar and then from there take the Shirdi bus or a Shirdi, another connect. So in that aspect, after 2 to 3 visits, he asked me, what you are seeing there? And I said, morning 4:30 we have to go for the darshan. If that is the case, night 1:30 you have to be on the queue.
Hmm.
So night 1:30 I'll go stay there in the queue and morning aarti and then come back.
Okay.
But after 3 visits he told me, you go to Dwarakamai. And Dwarakamai, you stay there after 11:30. So after 11:30 if you are staying there, tell me what you are seeing.
11:30, Raj, 11:30
night,
in the night?
Night, yes. So, in that visit, I could able to stay, this is the same Vijayadashmi time, I could able to stay there and then those are having the small shops there. Even a flower shop or a doll shop and then all of the very, very simple, very common men or common shopkeepers, they'll come at 11:30, they'll sit there in their meditation or whatever, they dhyana, whatever they call it. 2:30 they'll get up and then they'll go and then they'll get back to their regular routine. This is what I noticed and then I came and told him, Mama, this is what I see. Then he told, see, we Allah comes under that Nitya Sannyasis category. We don't be visible outside. And they are the direct Shirdi Sais, what is it called, disciples. That they will not be revealed unless and until the right soul or a ripe soul comes to that picture. So in that aspect, 1998 end, he told me that marble stones are there, marble what is it called, statues. Those days it will not be in south, it is only in north only it used to be there. So I used to, he asked me to get that marble, what is it called, we used to make the die. We call it marble ball ready pannanundradhukaga. We'll go to the Agamanagar and then he started sending me one or two more people. Then I thought, then we will become, he said, down the line, this will be completely over till the Rameshwaram.
Oh, what? I didn't get you, Raj. Can you repeat it?
Marble statues.
Yes, yes.
It used to be there only in North India, not in South India.
Yeah.
But he said, it will get spread out in South India and Baba statue, marble statue, will be there in the last city of
Tilkanikamari.
Yes. Then I thought, again my comedy is, I thought, okay, then we are the one we are bringing from Shirdi or Agamanagar, the exact place from there to here. Then, so it is a, what is it called, a satseva, and then using satseva, you are going to become a multi-millionaire. So what I try to get it from outside India, I can get it here. So that kind of imagine I had it. Then, he didn't utter a word. He used to encourage, yeah, this is fine, that is fine. And 99, Deepam, and he told one thing about Maga Periva. Maga Periva used to have something called as, if you are able to do 28 days without puli, karam, uppu. If you are able to eat, no puli, spicy, salt.
Yeah.
If you are able to eat for 28 days, then you will see the God. God will come to you in front of you in the physical form. this 28 Maga period days. Of statement 28 days
okay.
No that is what Kanji Maga Pariva used to have only he used to cook for himself and then he used to have it till the end whenever he was active so that mama told me to practice it and I was practicing okay. almost 15 to 16 days but it so happened that marble statue has become ready and it has only 16 days I said I'm already in between this I don't want to what is it you will cheat me I don't want to do this I will finish it then he said no it has to go to Thiruvannamalai so 99 Thiruvannamalai I put the stall and then I sold Shivalinga and Srinivasa Perumal and everything
in Thiruvannamalai
in Thiruvannamalai in Girivalam that
road
the exactly before you are going to the Ramashram there is a turning and that
correct,
turning
correct there will be statue sold yes
stall, I put a stall I was one of the first good old guy who started that business there but it so happened I don't want to go but he made me to go then I thought okay another 28 days I'll do it again but this is or it's a guru seva then he
no one minute Raj, you could have continued 28 days no you need not be in one place to do that
no it is not possible if you are outside you can't expect the food without spicy salt it is not possible
yeah,
it has
yeah.
to be what is it called it is very tough
yeah
so
correct,
I said, okay
correct.
I'll try again now this Deepam you cheated me at least Sankranti or next time I'll try it that time don't send me anywhere
he okay
said, just long and he asked what is the travel time between Tirupati and Thiruvannamalai it is that was 5 hours that time and though my house is in between at Katpadi I didn't go so I went there and then came back and then he said Rajkumar you have to be in Arunachalam then I asked why then he put 1 rupee there see my role is to pull you till the gate only the your Sadguru's role is to take from the gate to the inner of the house
inner shrine
and then I think you are my guru because that time I don't know what is Sadguru and this
yeah.
and all I really I don't know alphabets and anything but I'm what is it called I'm little different I don't know even the spirituality or this and that I'm to be simple and plain in that aspect then he said my role is to take you till the end till the gate your Sadguru will take it from the gate and then you will reach it till the end he will take care of you then I thought you are my Sadguru if guru or Sadguru whatever it is you he said no each and everyone I am what is it called he said loka guru and loka guru means he has given me some deekshas and some what is it called some mantras which only see in Advaita there is no mantra it is non duality so he said this is a alphabets or a bala pada so only you Sadguru only will teach you that you are or you are that I
yeah.
can't do it though I know it that is not my role I can't do it so then
Raj one minute
yeah
this man whom you called mama was related to you
no
but
no.
how did you know him how did you get to know him
he is my friend's father-in-law
oh and he was like a sami
went to Tirupati
oh
yeah no he was running a clinic he was running a clinic and next to Annamaya Mandapam Tyagaraya Annamaya Mandapam in Tirupati
he was a doctor yeah
he was a doctor and he was a temple doctor and then how the Nanakar got connected is that is why I want to bring his story
I mean he was very spiritual also
first guru but he said to teach me I have some other Sadguru
yeah
because see I'm not in his class in the next level see if you are studying PhD after 6th and 7th class only the professor will come and teach you not the class teacher that is
correct,
what his
correct.
Statement
yes
so but one point what he hinted what he told me is he and his wife used to play veena in front of Srinivasa Perumal at Mel Tirupati because 1960s
okay.
and 70s it was so what is it called free they what is it called evening puja I forget the exact name he used to tell that name. So in front of him, husband and wife used to play the veena.
Oh, the main temple, Raj, main temple.
Yes. Yeah, 1970s and all, it was very free, it seems.
Yeah.
So he said, if you are touching that holy feet of what is it called, Govinda,
Perumal.
It is so soft, Perumal, so soft. And you feel that he can have thousands of fans, but only he has got two holy feet, because that is the only, all his devotees have got only two hands to touch his holy feet. So to connect immediately, what Nanagaru happened is, when I first met Nanagaru, it was 1999, exactly 2001 Deepam.
2001?
Yes, if I am correct.
Raj, 1999 you first time came to Tiruvannamalai.
Yes.
Yeah, with this, to put this stall.
Yes.
Oh, 1999, and then when you said, when he asked you to stay back in Tiruvannamalai, you said you are my guru to him, and then he said no. Yes. Like said, I can only take you till the gate, but inside your Sadguru has to be there.
Yes, and he told, and he put 1 rupee coin there, and he asked me to search everywhere outside the campus, outside the compound.
Okay.
And I said, if you put it here, how will I search outside? That is the same thing. You lost it in Arunachala, so your destination is Arunachala.
Oh, you, and one minute. Hey, where did he keep the rupee coin?
See, we were talking like this. He took 1 rupee and then put it on the floor.
And he told you to go outside and search.
Go outside and search the 1 rupee.
Yeah.
I said, how is it possible? It is, you lost it, you put it here. Wherever I go and search, how will I get it? Then he said, it's the same thing for you. Your destination, or you lost it in Arunachala, so it's your role to go and get it there.
Oh, very nice.
So, to close this, what is it called, teaching, after 2000, exactly if I'm correct, 2001 and 2, he went to Shirdi, and then after that nobody seen him.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Actually,
how old was he?
That time he was 70. Now I don't know whether he is physically having his form.
Oh, he left. He went to Shirdi and he never came back.
No, he didn't.
I see.
But
and you
before
came...
going to what is it called, the Shirdi, he met the Sai temple. There is one Amman temple in front of what is it called, adjacent to Annamaya Mandapam in Tirupati. Even if you go there is a big Sai statue used to be there.
Oh, I see.
That Sai statue, myself and Mama used to make the final touches when it came from Shirdi.
I see.
It is, if I am correct, there is a theatre called Srinivasa Magal Theatre. Just opposite to the Srinivasa Magal Theatre, this Sai temple used to be there. And it started at 98-99.
That is Digu Tirupati, not in Tirumala.
No, not in Tirumala, downstairs.
Down, Tirumala, yeah.
So,
Tirupati, Tirumala is up, yeah.
Yes, back to Nanagaru. So, because we don't want to deviate our focus. So, if I'm correct, first time I met him at 2001, particularly on Deepam Day. It is morning satsang downstairs, not in his room. And I went along, I came along with one of other Tiruvannamalai devotee. And then he called me and then he asked me to sit next to him. But we didn't talk. He was doing satsang or...
Where? In Andhrashram? Andhrashram or Nangaru?
No. I'm not sure it is... what is it called? It's not Andhra Ashram, it's Nanagaru Ashram. So, I don't know it's which year. It is 2001 or 2?
Maybe 2.
Okay. Then it will be 2002. So, 2001 to 2002, I was, what is it called? In Aruna Engineering College.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I remember. Yes.
So, now I can fill the gap. So, that Aruna Engineering College, and then during that period, I think then 2002, I met him. That is my first what is it called, Deepam Day, I could able to see him.
I think one year after yes. you, I met you at that administration wing, government administration wing, no, for pass, Deepam pass.
Yes.
You had that already met.
After the darshan of Nanagaru.
Yes.
Because if that is the case, how we would have seen, we would have known each other practically.
Yeah, so you were there from 2001, I mean 2001 to 2002. So you met him in 2001 then.
Yeah, but to me, what is it called? Simple. I don't know the exact year, but the point what he made is, he asked me to sit next to him and then he took his room, if I'm correct, okay. after the darshan.
Okay.
And till the end, the same compassion and same love he poured, or what is it called? He's still giving it on me, though I'm not worth it, but still he's doing it. And the point what I'm trying to touch here is, when I touch his holy feet before leaving, because there is no conversation, because I understand he speaks only fluent Telugu, and my Telugu is a butter Telugu. I used to talk in Telugu, but he will correct me in English, or he will converse me with English.
Yeah.
So, while leaving, when I touched his feet, that Mama's statement came to my mind. Mama told, the softness of Perumal, that I could able to, what is it called? I got the goosebumps when I touched, because it is so soft.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but that is what is, what is it, holy feet.
Mm-hmm.
And till the end, and those days, what is it called? You would have seen the photo. He was very thin also.
Yes.
Feet is, holy feet is so lovable.
Soft.
Very soft. Then I understood, okay. Then the Arunachala, what Mama told, and it is happening. So that is the first dashing. And then it is, I can't explain to everybody, but all these bits and pieces there, but it got connected completely. That is my destination is Arunachala. And then Nanagaru, I checked with over near and dear, and then they told he will come to the Katpadi station. Before that, I don't know whether he is coming from Katpadi station also. I really don't know anything. He used to come to Arunachala, but he used to come with 3 to 4 buses or 2 to 3, what is it called, the compartments. That much only, I was in a very, very, what is it called, big imagination. But he just pulled me in. Then that visit, returning, I asked somebody, and then I could able to be there in the Katpadi railway station. And he asked me to sit next to him. That is the teasing. See, you're talking me as a humor, but the best humor which I come across is Nanagar.
Correct.
He asked me to sit, sit next to me, that stone. But I understood. But see, they are the, what is it called? They will do this, we come sit next to me. Then we'll sit, what is it called?
On the floor.
At his home. And I already had a taste. What is his holy feet? We know. So how will I miss that? So he can talk to n number of people. That is his role.
Okay.
He has to do it. Whereas
you will be at his feet.
Yes, that is enough for me. Even my body used to shiver. I don't know. I can't control it. I used to, what is it called? It is like I'm in the electric oven type.
Yeah.
And I don't want to miss that. So that addiction started so slowly, in such a way that when he comes to the Katpadi station, that time used to come only in the sleeper class.
Oh.
So whether it's a S2 or S1, but only that much we know, not more than that. So we'll come there, and then he will come before, what is it called, he will stand near the gate. So that is the first darshan. Practically, okay, there are many, only first instance with him and with me, you would have seen DDLJ. That Raj used to be there, and then the heroine used to run. Whereas for me, hero is coming, and then I'm like a heroine, used to go and chase him.
Okay.
So, it so happened, maybe that time he used to walk.
Yeah, correct.
People, that seva, he knows what to give to whom.
Yes, correct.
He will hold the hand and just slowly he will walk till the, what is it called, outer.
The entrance.
That time there is no ramp and all. There is no ramp and all. Only you have to take the steps. So, you just hold it. That is enough for you. You are whole. You would have got melted already. And who is next to you and what is happening? Even I used to get fears, but I have to control myself because I don't want to. See, I'm getting charged. I don't want to miss the charge because he understood, okay, this is his capacity. Okay, I'll reduce it. Immediately, because he did it once or twice, when I'm overwhelming, immediately he will ask somebody to, he will get his hand and then he will keep moving. So the loss is to me. But not many people will understand this. So only the beneficiary will understand the loss. So I thought, okay, let me control myself, compose myself, so that I'm getting maximum from him, that 5 to 10 minutes. And I used to get newspapers because I saw in his room, Hindu paper used to be there. So whether he reads already, paper is there and all, it's not my problem. So I'll go, I'll get the newspaper, 7:45, I'll be at the railway station. So he comes, my responsibility is touch his holy feet, have a very nice morning, like whatever the feast or whatever we call it, and then hand out the newspaper. And then you hold it, later you will say, others you go. So I'll just looking down his feet, and that is enough. Whoever comes, whoever goes. And then those days, even I don't come to his personal visit or internally, but whenever there is an opportunity, I started coming. So slowly what has happened is, 2005, 6 and all, I could able to visit till the, his, what is it called, room. So one, first time, I don't know, somehow even many you are there and many of them are there, he made it in such a way that everybody wants to visit to Sripuram.
Yes, correct, yes.
And there are almost 60, 70 people.
Yes.
We are very average, typical middle class. We are not aha-oho, and when it comes to money, we are not so down, we are not so high. So it so happened, he said, post, what is it called, Sripuram visit, we'll come to your house, we'll take, that is his first visit. And
that's
you asked
Raj, 1 minute. That was his first visit to your house.
Yes, because he didn't give anything easily. What he did is, initially, he asked, he made me to, Sadhguru's or Nana, we'll put it as Nana, he will not give unless and until you are right for it, you are deserve
correct.
For it.
Yeah.
He will act like a, what is it called, a well-wisher, mentor, and but when he took the Sadhguru role, he is very strict.
Yeah.
What all he made it is, after 1 or 2 years, I will book the railway station booking.
Yes, yes, correct.
That's the reason when you are introducing me, I don't want to cut the flow, but it didn't happen slowly. It didn't happen easily. That is the point I'd like to touch.
When
it comes to, I have to book the railway station. So I have to go there, and then from, what is it called? Entrance to the that railway station booking room, sometimes that AC room used to leak. So before I have to go and then check and then get the good room, and then once it is done, he will come without, as if he doesn't know anything. And so it so happened that first visit, he came in such a way that 60, 70 people. And then, actually, I have too much love to do that Pada Puja. But my interest is, my parents will never get this opportunity again.
Correct.
So,
yeah,
in the first floor, my parents did the Pada Puja, and then those days I hate photos. If not, I would have got those photos also. So even this photo also, somebody else took it. If I'm correct,
Padavel's friend Raj.
Yes, Magesh's mother took it.
Okay.
Magesh's mother, she took the photo at the Katpadi railway station. Because those days and all, what is this world, photo, this, that, gimmicks, so that kind of mindset, except Nanaguru, rest, including I'm the only the 200% perfect and others are all not even 0% perfect. So Nana slowly started molding me in such a way that he told, after this, he made everybody to sit in the first floor hall. He asked, how was Sripuram? And Sripuram, I need to add one more point. As soon as Nana Garu entered, that Sakti Amma came.
Correct, even yes.
Still know what is it called?
Yes.
Because Sripuram's CFO, CFO is very close to me. He was shocked. How come he knows it? He came. I said, that is an internal network that you and I don't know. And
Raj,
he came,
1 minute.
He made the arrangements and then only he went. Yes.
Sripuram, the year he came to Sripuram, no, I think it was 2006 or something. I don't remember. First he went to the old temple where Shakti, what's his name?
Actually,
like the Samyar.
That is the good old first temple. From there only the sadhana started.
Yes, yes.
Nanagaru so sadhana first started.
Yes. Nanagaru came to the old temple first and then we went with the wheelchair to the new one which they constructed later. And
yes,
when Nana
yes.
came to this old one, the Swami came and the elephant, yes. he came to feed the elephant yes. or do puja or something.
Actually, that and all, what is it called, outer layers. Actually,
yes, yes.
he has to respect Nana Garu. He has
yeah,
to meet
yeah.
Nana Garu in a proper, with a Gajamukha response or a
correct,
reception.
Correct,
not,
yes.
He will be out. So, that is that's what I told. It is an internal network. This network
yes.
will never fail. You and me, our mobile network or these things will fail. But
will fail, but that will, yes, correct.
And he is for, and back to when he was asking, everybody was overwhelmingly explaining. 30, 40 people who could able to sit inside, happily telling Nanagaru, this is good, that is good. But he listened everything and he started giving left and right. Those who told, yeah, Nanagaru, Sripuram is very good, this and that, he told. What is it called? I couldn't collect the exact words, but he given left and right as a teacher. What you have seen, this is.
Yes.
I understood. Okay. Because they will show only at sometimes that's a Sadhguru. Rest of the times they're like a very kid, even
yeah.
a 2 to 3 months kid like that. They will respond or react.
Yes. Yes.
But when they are taking
yeah,
the role of.
He said, "What did you?" He said, what do you see there other than wealth?
Exactly.
The context was that.
So, he indirectly connected. See, you please understand where your mind goes.
Yes.
See, wealth to wealth, it gets connected and then luxury or etc. etc. Because Maya doesn't have any.
Raj, yeah, true. He gave it left and right because everybody's mind was so obsessed with the gold and obsessed with the decoration.
Yes.
And he asked, where is devotion?
Yes. I couldn't get his complete words because for me, he's sitting there as a Dakshinamurti and giving real discourse. He started very casually. What you've seen, have you enjoyed? Everything is good. And then
correct.
And then. So,
correct.
But I know somehow the undercurrent is there, something will come up. And we started touching the right point, I because that is my first.
Yeah.
What is it called? The view also. Because though
yes.
I was in Katpadi, I do visit with Nanaga. Then I understood it. Everybody
yeah.
is, what is it called? They have something. They are doing their duty or their job.
No, that was his
that
first visit to your house, no? No, no, the Sripuram trip only was your first
yes.
visit to your house. Yeah, yeah. That time only
yes,
your
yes.
parents
before
did Pada Puja.
Yes.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what I'm trying to say is, from 2002, if you will keep it as a 2002 to 2004-6, he made me slowly, only railway station, pick up and drop, and there darshan inside his room, and railway
yeah.
booking. But railway booking, again, I want to touch this topic, but everybody, because, see, Sadhguru and Sishya is like a secret lovers.
Yes, correct.
It will not be shared, correct. And it will not be explained also completely.
Yeah.
And he will give Naina Diksha.
He
will see your eyes, through the eyes he will reach your soul or heart or whatever we can name it. And sometimes he will touch your face like this.
He's
touching, you know, I feel it, how he touched me in the Hyderabad. Because that is my last visit
to him. Yeah.
When he was very active and then very, what is it called, in a regular flow.
Yeah.
And other one is Manasa Puja. Or Manasa Diksha. Manasa Diksha, in the sense, from the first visit till the last visit, it will say, Rajkumar, I always remember you. When I called from France, I'll touch about my PhD topic because he made lot of dramas in that. But even when I used to call from France, either you or Ramachandra Garu or Sharmila Garu or Bujji, they will say, Rajkumar is there. Then immediately, Rajkumar, I always remember you.
Yes,
everything
yes,
will be all
yes.
right.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Manasa Diksha. And Jnani, why I'm telling you this is, even every one of us would have tasted, their Uchishtam is the best salvation for all our births. The, whatever the leftover food from
Jnani's
or Sadhguru's, they call it the Uchishtam. And I love that Uchishtam, and then Tirupati, they taught me this. You, if you are able to get a small, what is it called, one
morsel, morsel of rice.
Yes, that will solve your sins and birth, because it will it is like a inside poison for the Maya or our karma.
Yeah.
So it so happened, but those days I can't get anything from Nanagaru because he's like a emperor, I'm like a pauper. So what I will do is, you used to have the kingly water bottle.
Correct.
And kingly water bottle, you will drink sitting sometimes even. This is my assumption. Whenever I want to spend more time with him, that train will become late. Half an hour late, 25 minutes late, 15 minutes late. That is a grace period for me.
Very nice.
For others, it is getting delayed or whatever it is. But for me, I'm getting extra 10 minutes with him.
Grace period.
Yes. So what he will do is, he will put his towel on my shoulders, and then he will sit, and then while leaving, there is no word. He will give that leftover small 2 to 3 sips of kingly water bottle. That's it.
And go. So sweet. This is so sweet.
It happened n number of times. And whether it's inside his room also, whenever there is a full bottle, when there is a half bottle is getting over, I'll try to take the full bottle and then keep it so that it is implied that I'm going to take the leftover bottle. And he will accept it. He will say, okay, take it. So he will give that Uchishta also. And I'm thankful to everybody, including the last trip to Hyderabad. I could able to get his Uchishta. The other point is Pada Seva. Pada Seva in Katpadi railway station, when Nanagaru is going to take a rest, through Sharmila Garu, I could able to do Pada Seva also to Nanagaru.
Yeah. So, last trip. Last Arunachal trip.
Beginning. 2002 to 2006. I used to book the Katpadi railway station.
Yes.
That also he gave it. So what I'm trying to say is, he's slowly teaching or molding. Teaching is not the correct word. Coaching, molding, and then take away all my karmas. I don't say papa punya karmas, and then purifying it in such a way that you're eligible for this. Then first he will give it, and then he'll say that no, that guy is my kid is eligible for this. So all these five things, every one of us, Nanagar is. Kids would have got it in many occasions. And that is enough for every birth, not only for this birth.
Yeah.
So, after 2006, he made a point that, this serious story, he was scolding everybody in a very polite manner about the Sribaram trip. After making this, he told, from next time onwards, we'll come very less people. Because the whole street was completely filled with the cars, and then even people used to say that is what is the love of Nana. Everybody came, even whatever their personal statue or education or a job, money, etc., etc. Nana has come. So we all are, even I couldn't afford a stool for some people because 60-70 people were that is unexpected also.
Yes, yes.
They stand wherever it is, and they everybody okay Nana. So then while leaving in the Katpadi railway station toll, I was very happy, but from next time onwards I'll come with a very less people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so happened. After that he made arrangements or in worldly manner, see, there are many things, but in an internal discussion or internal growth, he made a point that even this what is it called, too much of workload also I will not give you because I know your capacity.
Yeah, so sweet.
So that kind of a caring. And 2008 I started I want to do PhD, because when it comes to the at that time I was in academia, so PhD is a must. Then I started asking Nana, can I go out and do the PhD? 2006 and all, one it is a casual talk, is very fluent. He asked me, see, you are nearer to Arunachala, you are here because of Arunachala, and the outside life will not fit for you, but why you want to go out? Whatever, you say Raya Velur. You will not say Velur, you say Raya Velur.
He'll say Raya Velur, yeah.
Raya Velur, yeah. So, anyway, Raya Velur, they are giving you enough and more money, you have a house. Why you want to go out of India? But this earlier also I tried to go, and then 2006 I went, that time I came to VIT, and then I went to France as a visiting professor. So they started offering me, if you want, because they want to start some 2 to 3 courses in biomedical, environmental and energy. And in VIT, I supported M.Tech in biomedical engineering. So they said, can you start here also? Then I said, I'm focusing on my PhD because that is of a primary important objective for me. So they started doing the paperwork. So as many times, at least I'll keep myself, it's so ignorant, we assume that Nana doesn't know anything and many things with respect to the outside world. So I started explaining, Nana, I'll go this and then I'll finish only within this year, this and that, and then what is it called, it is good for my career, etc. But Nana never given a permission. The outside life will not fit for you. You will not settle there, and you will not what is it called, lead a peaceful life. So it so happened, but 2008 again I came with 3 to 4 offers. So one is in the US, other one is in South Korea, and other two in France itself. So in France, he asked me, France, which place? One place is only, what is it called, first 1.5 years funding. Other one is, they will extend the funding. Other one is where I went for a teaching as a visiting professor. Then he said, you go where you went as a visiting professor. And South Korea, don't ever think about it. It is not possible for you to survive.
Yes, correct.
And US, he told, I told him US what professor told. He told 5 years minimum and forget about going back to India. US, I got it in the Salt Lake University. University of Arkansas at Salt Lake City. You go to France. So it so happened. Every 3 months, he could able to make me to come back to India. Fortunately, 2008, I got the PhD offer. Finally, he said, yes, you can go, but you have to come back and come back to join the same, you will say, Raya Velur VIT.
Yes.
So with that veil, he made me to, what is it, he allowed me to go to PhD.
France, yeah.
And it so happened, every 3 months, and whenever I get depressed, because that is my first visit outside India, and then landed in Paris, and out of the country also. So, yes. So, you will say, he came from Paris, he is doing PhD there, but actually he is really teasing me. But only I will understand, but others, and he will ask me to switch next stop. Paris lindu vachestunaru ikkada kuchundi and chaala santosham aaku. God, he will tease me in such a way that I never ever thought of going abroad. But some of the work thing, from Paris and all, people are coming and seeing Anagara. Hey Baba, he's a universal person who is really teaching me, and I can't speak to anybody on this. So wherever I get low, even there is some situation that my, what is it called, PhD, after my call with them, it will get sorted out. Or even sometimes, few things we shouldn't share even any public forum or anywhere, but used to come in the dreams. You'll sort it out, and then you'll take care of it in such a way that you are his son. That kind of assurance he will give you.
True.
You will not feel that you are alone.
Yes, correct.
Sometimes when you feel like I'm an orphan, that night or early morning dreams, or I don't know whether it's a dream or whatever name we can call it, because
the whole life itself
a dream in one aspect. So he will come. He will, in such a way that the whole day, like what I used to drink, water and then prasad, like that I'll be in a completely a different plane. Like, what is it called? In people can call it as high, or in English we can I wasn't very high. So, but this high only due to Nana, not for any other materialistic activity or reason. So he used to take care in such a way that even in 3 months, whenever he'll make a visit in such a way that, or I could, he could make me to table it my visit to India, I'm not missing his receiving and sending at Katpadi.
Oh, really?
Yes.
In my such God.
A that those days he started coming by third AC and a little bit, what is it called? It is third AC or second AC, that is how we'll search for his coach. So it's
Raj, you were in France for how many years?
4.5 years practically.
So you would come to India every year 2 to 3 times?
Every 3 months I should be in India.
And at that time only Nanagaru would come.
Whenever Nanagaru comes, that may he made me to come.
Oh, okay.
That time he made me to available. Usha, Nanagaru, one small word of ego word, I will be gone. It's like I'm in the 99th steps. If one word, if you put the ball on 99th steps, tap, 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 I'll come again back to zero. So, it is Ulcha. Nanagaru used to come. And then he made in such a, because he is a, what is a ruler, or he is a king, or he is an emperor for the, what is it called, the unknown world, or the eternal world. He saw that this guy, whether Paris or US, or that doesn't matter for him. He made me to come here so that I'm at the railway station. And after Pada Puja, my parents also started coming and then receiving him. And then he will say to my mother, you are a divine mother.
Then, very nice.
Whether she is a divine mother or not, because of his word, she has become like that.
So
because
sweet.
He will give the blessings, and then as he given the blessings, it has to happen.
Yes, correct.
So
correct.
That is what the, what is it called, grace of him or blessings of him. So
true, Raj.
Told you shouldn't go. If you are going, I know how to take care of it. So he made me to come back. I never enjoyed anything in Paris, or I can, because this is not the right place to share many things. But the point is, I did more sadhana in Paris than in Arunachala or Katpadi or Delhi. Just to maintain the decorum, I'll say only one point.
Okay.
I could able to get the cheapest airways, because fortunately, he has taken care of money also very well. 2008, it was a recession period. I could able to get 3,000 euros per month. I was the highest paid as an employee or a research scholar.
Nice.
So, he made it in such a way that whatever he has given, he made me to utilize in the visit to India. So the point what I try to say is, I used to get whatever the cheapest airways at off season and off on season I know.
Yeah.
The whole flight will be occupied, but your next seat will be empty.
Oh, really?
I have photos. Yes.
Always.
I started taking the photo. Yes. My next seat is to be empty. It is one day, and I tried to disprove this logic. I tried booking online on my own so that my next seat is not empty.
Okay.
And I went to the counter. I see that already occupied seat or something, so that I'll get the seat. And then I allowed randomly also, okay, let them give what they were giving so that my next seat is filled. I tried, what is it called, my best to take care of it, but then sometimes internally when I'm sitting in front of him, I'm not that much worth it, Anna. Why you are making me this kind of a strict rules with me? But no answer. No, seriously, in front of him, we can talk internally, and at least in his presence, physical form, certain things which you can't openly share to him, but you can internally say.
Yes,
and
correct.
Immediately you will turn, you will see his grateful eyes. Who are you? Do you think you have any control over it? And that he made me in such a way that I came back, and then I joined VIT Vellore back. Their PhD, they offer me Thales assistants, a continuous job, and then they said, at least, what is it called, you should consider coming here as a visiting professor. That Nana approved. You can go once in a while, whereas not as a regular one. So it so happened, when I joined VIT, that time when he came to house, he was very happy.
I remember. Because
today I'm very happy.
I remember because you used to call in between, and I would communicate, no, between you and Nana on the phone.
Yes. Yes.
So he was, I mean, like, he was guiding you so beautifully well. He used to care so much. He was like, you know, like, he was like this lost child somewhere, no?
Yeah. And
so his focus was so much on you.
Yes. And it so happened, when I was there, when I came to India, one time he couldn't visit Arunachalam. That time he's not visiting Arunachalam, so I couldn't control because battery is very low. I need to get recharge. I need to plug my charger, search for my opportunity. So I came to Jinnuru. That time opposite house there is one first floor. There we can stay.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it so happened, I don't know where to eat and all, but what is it called? I came, I refreshed at one devotee's house, and then I reached Nanagaru's, and then night you can stay there. And I'll try to speak in Telugu, and he very simply talk with me, converse with me in English, so that he understood I'm not making, I'm not killing Telugu. So he told me you can stay there. Next day, morning 6:30, because one of the impression what I got was, at family, he is a real family man. He will not go extra anything. He is a Sadhguru role is in the ashram, whereas here is the head of the family or a family man role.
Correct.
It so happened, till now even I have Nanagaru's Kannamma, if I'm correct, Amma. So, Amma, Rai Valirinchi, Manavada Vachesnaru, and coffee ivalante Nanagaru got the coffee for me.
So,
he gave the coffee to me. I never worked for it. He asked my family to make a coffee. Morning 6:30, I got a bed coffee from Nanagaru's hand.
So sweet. So sweet.
Not at all worth. Then I said, I'll stay in the ashram. Because certain things, if you're not worth, at least you think we are worth, or he will make us worth. But we know our capacity, our eligibility. Then I said, Nanagaru, I'll stay at the ashram. But he didn't allow. Because certain points he's very, but you connect me with the Bujji. So all the Bhimavaram, what is it called, vegetable market here and there, a whole 3 days I was visiting here and there, and then had a very, very blissful time. Because those days and all, fortunately, there was no crowd that particular time.
Yeah, yeah.
So So that time he asked me, what is the sadhana you are doing? Then I explained him bits and pieces what I was doing it in
Raj, one minute. He didn't allow you to stay in the ashram. He told you to stay in front only.
Yes.
Very nice.
No, it's not very nice, Usha Garu, because
you no, need to come because in I mean, he's going to swallow you, Raj, where you will be indebted, because he has brought you closer to finish you.
Yeah, that is 100% fact. I will not deny that. But the point is, that
if
kind
you
of
stay
a compassion.
Far, no. Yeah, true.
Okay. The other point is, what is it called? Guru, Sadgurus, they will work on the night, particularly they will touch their what is it called karma about the disciple in the during the nights.
Yeah.
So for that, this is easy for him, but he can do anywhere. But the what is it called quick link is solve the task very easily.
So he won't let you escape.
I don't think so. So and when third day when I was leaving it, he asked me to get the blessings of Ammagaru. Then she asked me, I was in the impression she is a terror and I shouldn't talk anything, just to get the blessings and then get out. And she asked me only one question, are you married?
Yeah, she generally asks people if they're married.
Are you
yeah.
married? Then I looked at Bujji said, don't talk. Then I just frustrated, touched his hand and she gave dhoti and towel. So, no words and no extra words, so that I'm not getting anything which is not anticipated. But, okay, that is a difference, what is it called? Anyway, I don't want to digress in that topic. So,
yeah.
That kind of one visit, he could able to, what is it called, take care of me completely 3 days. So, they are very particular in terms of not keeping anything. Whatever I'm trying to do or is making me to do it here in Katpadi, there is nowhere comparison between this and that. Because even the ticket, okay, myself and Bujji went to the station. I don't know how it got booked the third day, the train ticket, because I didn't book the ticket for return. We went and then we sat with the railway station and then we got the ticket. It's a Tatkal ticket or whatever it is, because those days it is only you have to go to the station for booking the Tatkal ticket and etc. So he has taken care very well and he is very happy I came back to Vellore. I have joined BIT. So and post after coming back to Vellore, he is allowing me to even what is it called drive for him. That is one of my what is it called inner wish, because
it's
a saradhi for everybody.
Yes, correct.
Whereas if there is one small chance, because this if you are been put it as a house arrested and you have been only given 4 walls in Paris, you have to think who is your ruler, who is going to take care of it. So it so happened, so those time I used to think whether I could able to drive for him. That I could able to make at least a small one cup of coffee, because that itself a big thing. If he if he's taking something from our hand, that is a really grace and blessing. So all those things, list by list, the thought or a wish, and it got completed in a very very sequential manner.
Oh.
I drove him. Even you were there, and Shyamala Amma was there, and then one more also there.
Yeah.
And that car, we got it very recently, and then he graced in such a way.
Your
that,
car.
Okay,
yes.
What is it called? You are blessed.
Yes.
So, the small things, but the right one of the point is my PhD. During the one of the visit, I came to there is Arunachala. I'm not sure about the which year, but it was my vacation period from France. And that is the first time I saw Nanagaru as a Rudra in the whole episode. And the whole 2 to 3 days, whoever comes, he gives only the hire and firing. Generally, that is not his way of handling the people. He will be completely then, compassionate.
When was this?
That Jacqueline's incident.
Oh, okay. In Tirunamalai.
Arunachalam. So, Shyamala Garu went and asked 2 to 3 times, because afternoon I want to leave, so that next 2 to 3 days I have to pack and then I have to go. But he's not opening the door. So, even I tried to, all of a sudden he opened the doors for somebody else. When I went to peep in, he isn't allowed.
Oh Raj, you were supposed to leave Tiruvannamalai, so you were coming to Nangaru to take permission to leave.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
From the afternoon till 5 o'clock, I was trying my best to, what is it called, get his send off.
Darshan?
It is not happening. And at 5 to 6, we came to know that Jacqueline met an accident, and then you started doing here and there, and then I understand you weren't there. That's what you also.
Yeah, I came the next day. Yes.
But Nagalashmi Amma and.
Her son Deepu were there. Because Deepu rushed, I think, when help was needed. Hello, Raj.
Disconnect ayinattundi didi.
Raj disconnect ayyara.
Oh.
Raj, can you reconnect yourself? Can you repeat it because we got your
Okay. No, after 5 o'clock we got a message from in news that Jacqueline met an accident when she was coming to the ashram.
Yes.
And then she took she has been taken to what is it called, a government hospital.
Hospital in Tiruvannamalai. Yes.
In Tiruvannamalai. And we myself and 3 to 4 people went. But after that, what is it called? There, nothing is possible, and she's a foreigner, so she has to be given a proper treatment. She has to be taken to CMC.
Yes.
And then who has to take the CMC?
Yeah.
And actually, it's a disciple's dilemma. Even I got it, I should admit it. Whether I should say that I can go, because next day I have to fly.
So
if I got admitted, then I have to be there and etc. But this is Guru Seva, or it's one opportunity. So in the dilemma, but Nana Garu given me the option, because he know it, I'm a very average student. He told Rai Velurente Rajkumar Undar. And Nagarashmi Nana Garu, this is something. And then they give me 50,000 or something for the just a backup.
Yeah.
And then he said, can you take it? Then I understood why he was in the afternoon, he was making me to stay. So at least that kind of a spark has come. Then I said, okay, Nana Garu. I got his blessings and then started. That was my best episode with respect to the how a master will take away your karmas and then complete your desires. And this lady, Jackie, she was completely away. No consciousness. And it's like a, what is it called? A cloth we are changing here and there, even arranging and other things. But it so happened after the admission, we have to take her for CT scan and etc. And then, as she is a foreigner, there are a lot of procedures even in the admission also.
Yes.
Then I said, fortunately, I have some good doctors as a friends in CMC. So they said that those things will be taken care, but let her get treated. You just fill the beginning formalities, the rest of the things will be taken care. Meanwhile, even he made you to come, and another doctor, Rama Rao Garu, or I'm not sure his name.
Yes, Dr. Rama Rao Garu. He was there.
He drove all the way from his native or from.
Yes, he came from Jinnur because. Yes. Yeah, Raj, I'll tell you. Because Jacqueline, whenever she came to Jinnur, no, every year she would stay 1 month or more, maybe 2 months also at a time. And Dr. Rama Rao Garu would give her the accommodation in his house. So she was very close to Dr. Rama Rao Garu. So he immediately came from Jinnur to Vellore to take care of her.
But that night was my testing period.
Your duty.
Teaching period. Yes.
Yeah.
So even the CT scan here and there, even only the lab technician, along with the lab technician, I also have to put her here and there and then. But my point is, it's gone.
Yeah.
She's not really alive, and I don't know what is going to happen. And those days and all, the assumption is, see, they will not take away their lives. They will give the life, assuming that they will not take away the lives. But it is happening completely. At that particular moment, that's what I was thinking. No, she has gone. And I don't know what all the other complications, but right now my role is to, what is it called, do what is given in front of me.
Yes.
So it so happened, and the whole night, but my internal, one of the, what is it called, the opportunity was got fulfilled is, I never been inside CMC such a close like that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally, they will not allow you to be inside,
even
any kind of scanning and anything. But as it is midnight, all the testing have been done, completed in the midnight. So, my doctor wish in CMC got completed on that night.
Oh,
as a doctor's role. Because it's a CMC and card party, but it is like, what is it called, some separate kingdom for me, which I can't even enter. But I can very well confidently say, I did more than a doctor on that particular night, because Nana Garu, one need to fulfill that wish also. But the next day, when Rama Rao Garu came, then I handed over all the money and other things, and then we arranged, what is it called, the local nurse, and then we'll be taken care. But that point, Nana Garu completed my all the karmas, what is in the parish.
Yeah.
So after this incident, my PhD situation completely becomes so easy and then got completed. Yes. So whatever the parish,
Earlier to that, you were struggling a lot to get the PhD there, no? Like, it was very, very difficult.
My PhD topic is flight takeoff and landing, they have to reduce the interference. You have to switch off all your electronic gadgets. The Thales Air System in the European consortium, they made a big project. They want to reduce this in the chip designing itself. It is a 493 million big project, euros big project. My PhD is a small model. And 2011, it got completed. That is after this Jacqueline visit situation. So after that, even right now, even 2012 onwards, it is there in all the airways. You don't need to switch off your electronic gadgets. Because
yes,
it has been really difficult in the chip design itself.
Yes,
so
yes.
That was my hot topic. And every 3 months, I have to come to India, and then I have to do my PhD. Even my guides and all, they used to, what is it, curious about me. Whether, are you doing PhD, or are you visiting here and there, India and Paris? But somehow, after this incident, it so happened easy. Everything has become success, and then I got good publications, and then they said, are you ready to continue? How can I continue? Already, I got the bail from... Sorry, Nana Garu, stating that you are coming back and then joining Raya Velur. So, I can't say, but they respected that decision. They given me, even till now, I'm a visiting professor to my host institution.
France, yeah.
France.
Paris. That,
yes, Paris. So, that kind of a care, because if we are listening to him, he will give what you never imagined.
Yes,
but,
absolutely.
Most of the time,
absolutely.
At least, I don't listen to him. I'll ask him what I want. But rather, if I'm when I stopped asking, he started giving something which I never imagined.
Multifold.
That is, what is it called? His touch is there. Rather, what is it called?
So beautiful, Raj. So beautiful.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I tried my best so that I'm not, because this is some audience and I don't know.
You don't want to become emotional, but then this is not emotion. This is devotion, Raj. I mean, this is devotion. I mean, it's so beautiful.
I miss him a lot, in short. I come to Jinnuru, only he used to take care of me. If I go to Nanagara Ashram, because I know him only. Through him I know others, but my first direct connect and contact, it is he. He knows me. Because see, if I come to Andhra Ashram, who will I see? Even they don't know me. But it's not that there is nobody to take care, but the care what he used to take care, which I it was called, I miss him a lot. Even in Hyderabad, he saw that I had a food first. Normally, he will eat first, and then only others will eat the food. Whereas he saw that Rajkumar ke bhojan pe tesara. And the real problem is, Narakaru, I'm not for that. But all I can say is, I'm trying to become your kid. I'm trying to become your disciple. Whereas, for his compassion, that unconditional love. Just see him, we will get what is it called, bubbling that the love. Even he doesn't need to talk.
Correct. Correct.
And for me, I used to see him as a Skanda Guru, or Mukhamsa, or Skandamsa. But he will do all the naughties of Kanna or Krishna. But he's actually, Kartikeya Amsam. I don't know, I may be wrong, or that is my illusion or my imagination.
Because
it'll be, in Peacock is Kartikeya's Vagna. And Peacock
It's not your imagination. It's not your imagination, Raj. He is very much Muruga himself.
Because the peacock, they used to say they don't mate. That kind of, what is it called? It's not Sutta, it is Parisutta in many languages.
Parisutta.
He's more than that.
Yes.
He will be with everybody, but internally he's like, what is it called? When I can't say gold or anything, his level is
very little. Really. Yes, correct.
It's unimaginable and comprehension, not imagine. We can't even comprehend who he is and how he is.
Yes.
And he comes down to earth and he will talk very simply. And last to last visit, this is, so internally I become very proud. Nanagar made me to go, come back, join, and then I was, whenever he comes, he's not allowing anybody to stop me, so I can directly get his darshan, sit with him, and then even only you and one or two, or even during the food also, I'll get the...
Yes, you'll sit with him.
He knows that I'll take the uchishta, but he will not say no. So, I was very self-pride, and fortunately, I have enough and more time also.
Yes. So,
all my personal time, I used to think that, okay, I'm above the earth, and then my life sometimes not even on the earth.
Most of the devotees, we didn't have feet on ground. We don't have it even now.
But he given the last punch during his last visit to Arunachala, when he came home, that time, even his birthday was there.
Yes, and his birthday, he came for...
That birthday, I want him to give the garland directly from Palani.
Oh, okay.
The person who used to give the malas to Palani Murugan, Dandayudhamani, I asked the same person, because he's a good old friend of mine, I asked him to get that garland from him, from there.
So from Palani.
I want from Palani.
That you wanted to garland Nanagaru.
Nanagaru. So, it so happened, I'm sorry. He allowed me to, what is it called? And till now, I put garland only to Nanagar.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
So, and you are Dilwale. No, he is the Dilwala Dulhania Legya.
That also I can't say, because he will say, That is, what is it called? In terms of crores, I may be the one of the bits and pieces. So the point is, I was very happy. And then he took us, all of us, to Ramana's some grandchildren or somewhere where he was in that path. There is one ashram. Forgot his name. He was
Annamalai. Annamalai Swami. Annamalai Swami.
Annamalai Swami. Okay.
Yeah.
So we all went there, and then Nanagaru, I was in the seventh heaven. What more I want? Okay, this life is really ultimate life. So Nanagaru started telling to him about Ramakrishna and Vivekananda. To that Annamalai Garu, I don't know his name, I couldn't recollect his name. So he was telling that Ramakrishna asked.
Just a minute. No, when was this? You mean the last trip?
Yes.
No, last trip, Annamalai Swami was not there.
No, I'm not sure about last trip. Any one of the visit after my comeback from France.
Okay. One of the visits after Paris, like he has visited one of the houses in Tiruvannamalai.
Not houses. What is it called? It's ashram. He was Ramana's grandchildren or somebody.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Bhagwan's brother's children or grandchildren's house, yes, one of the relatives' house. Okay. No, not house.
It is in the after under the Nanagara Ashram. If you are going little bit further, there is you have to go deep inside. It is like an ashram only. Ramanashram's
Raj, I think it's Dwarkanath Reddy's house.
No.
Mr. Dwarkanath Reddy?
No. It's Ramanashram's attachment. Ramana Bhagavan's either grandchildren or somebody.
And we all
are went there.
Okay.
And then he started explaining about Ramakrishna and Vivekananda.
Okay.
What he was telling is, Ramakrishna used to stand on the, what is it called, top of the house and asking where is Narain.
Yes.
So he was narrating that story. Narain is in the self pride that, for Ramakrishna, I am the best disciple. But he was narrating in such a way that somebody asked Ramakrishna, why you are doing like this? Why you have to do the, given importance to Narain?
Hmm.
When Narain was not there, Ramakrishna told, that's what Nana told, his karma is too much. I need to clear his karma so that he will be ready for the world. So that I have to do it very frequently, then only his karma got completed. That is the reason I asked him to come very frequently. It's like a slap on my face. Because till that time I was thinking.
Raj, sorry. I can't believe this, because this was never the context he told. Maybe that incident he told that. Yeah. I understand what you said. Because this is the first time I'm hearing like that about Vivekananda. Usually Ramakrishna says, I can't be without seeing Narain.
Yeah,
because he was brought by him itself to the land.
Yes. But
and his merit was so much, like he was, I understand, I totally understand. I think this was the only context where he said that.
Yes. And then I understood, okay, my karma is too much and Nana wants to reduce my karma and take care of it in such a way that at least I could able to lead the proper path or a spiritual path. That is the reason, it's not that due to my merits I could reach him closely. It is also the other point that my karma is in such a way that it will get swallowed by him, or he's a fire, he can burn all the karmas.
Yes.
The karmas. I don't want to put it punya papa. All the karmas, he can burn it in such a way that I could able to do some small sadhanas. So then I understood, okay, it's not because of my merits, it is because of his compassion to clear the karmas or clear the debts, he's doing this.
Then that
makes it to become again more humble. Because even nowhere people will teach you like this, and not in the direct contest.
Yes.
He's talking to somebody, but all of a time, his indication or his signal is, when he is finishing something which he has to touch you deep inside you, he will look around and then he'll give us one small sharp look through his
correct.
Then you will say, okay, whether you remember, if you are thinking something, your mind is wandering also, you will be back to alert and it will reach you inside. Arey Baba, yes. This is for you.
Yes.
So
absolutely, because this context, we never heard of, Raj.
Because he has to kill the egos of anybody, particularly those who are in the spiritual path. And that's what, Dana Karu, from the beginning, even till this second or even eternally, for me, is a Sadguru.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Never
absolutely.
Come down from that level. See, for some people, you will act like as a father, some people as a mother, yes. some people as a friend, some people as a yes. mentor. Even many yes. people used to give Diksha.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to ask, even you will give Diksha. But
yes.
it is what you want, he will give you. But
yes.
when he is on his Dakshinamurti stand, and then if he are treating you as a disciple, then
you are done.
Because
yes.
in Tamil, we used to say, Koriya ketta masala arakkirudilla. You can't ask a chicken to what kind of a masala you want to pour it on your body. You are going to cut it, you are going to get cut it. So, Nana Garu made in such a way that I never ask you anything. See, this is what I'm going to do with you. And whether you like it, you're ready or not, I'll take care of it. It's
yes.
not your problem. It's my problem. And for me, there is no problem at all. I know what to do in each
yes.
and every soul. And it will happen with respect to the ripe and then merits and demerits and then etc. etc. Prarabdha, Sanchinam, Nakamiyam and other things. But only point is, as I told you, he is not allowing me to add extra karmas, even till now, I have been taken care in such a way that it is, what is it called? Only his wish is going to get completed rather than, or his path, what
only
was the
his,
path he put it
yeah.
in front of me.
Yes, yeah. only his will be done.
That is,
and I think he made us choiceless.
Yes. We don't have it, actually.
We don't have choice. We just have to obey.
Even, okay, the last point is, one of the last point is, I want to go to company or a corporate.
Oh.
And, okay, other point is, I got a wheelchair for him, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, because every time, one time it so happened, there was a wheelchair at the Katpadi railway station, which was really, what is it called, so bad condition. And that
I remember, Raj, because in the railway station, wheelchair which was, you could take him to the car, was not really good. So you wanted to purchase one for Nana.
Yes. I did.
Yeah.
It so happened, at home he was asking, have you got this wheelchair? Nana Garu, it has to be because the wheelchair in the station is not
station is not good.
Good.
Yes.
So, he's not very convinced about that. Why you purchase? Huh. That is his, what is it called, indirect question.
Huh.
Nana Garu, because for him, he's a, what is it called? He's a best family head also.
Yeah.
Even according to him, what is it called? Unnecessary luxury shouldn't be there. But for me, this is the only thing which I can do it for you. Because I can't do more than anything else. But this is a timely situation.
Yes,
and it so happens every time. I used to touch the wheelchair's, what is it called, foot stage.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
I will touch it as much as I want. I'll give the other things to others. So it is indirectly selfish manner, but he allowed it or he accepted it in short. So in that during that visit, I got the offer in Bosch. I got it in Benz and Bosch, but people told me for academia Bosch will be the easy transition.
Hmm.
So I was telling Nana Gauru, I tried to convince, again this has gone for almost a year.
Hmm.
Even in Hyderabad also, I supposed to go to Germany.
Hmm.
After post my Bosch joining only, I came to Hyderabad to get his blessings to go to Germany. But it so happened I didn't go to Germany. Actually, I came to get his blessings for the German visit. But after coming back, okay, I'm not telling too many, what is called, is not and keys, because it so happened, I couldn't go.
Okay.
I understood it is because his will only will happen. And after I met, and if it is not happening, that means that he's not want me to go to Germany.
Yes, yes.
But before joining itself, he told that corporate means corruption. Why you want to go? You completed your PhD. Minimum 1 lakh, you will get it in VAT. And then you don't have any other expenses. You have a house. And from house, it is only 2 hours to Arunachala.
Yeah.
He made such a calculation for what reason you are going to the corporate.
Yeah.
I told, no, Nana, your college, they are not respecting me, this and that. He said, no, corporate means corruption. You shouldn't. Then even when it comes to Hyderabad visit also, if you remember, I told him, he asked me what happened to the VAT. Then he said, if they are asking you, you have to go. Don't leave your teaching. So now I'm a visiting professor to VAT Vellur, Amaravati and VAT Chennai.
Nice.
So he made in such a way that, okay, this guy wants to do the corporate, okay. But his wish is not for me to the corporate.
Yes.
But it so happened, that's what currently I'm at IIT Madras. As a chief operating officer and a principal data scientist.
Okay.
This I never imagined. I want to, asking for a moon type.
Yeah, yeah. Dream come true.
No, even I haven't.
You can't even dream of it. You can't even dream of it
because, see, I crossed the age limit and then it has got its own dynamics and then I was in academia.
Yeah.
But it so happens. Now, it is its blessings. The point is.
So right now you're in Chennai. Right now you're in Chennai with IIT.
Yes, IIT Madras. I'm leading one project for particularly reducing the road accidents and fatality rate in India, and we started with the 6 pilot states.
Wow.
And then
that
is a World Bank's 258 crore project, what is it called, handled by the Ministry of Road and Highways and Transport, funded by World Bank. And then supporting Mauritius and Maldives also for their road safety, and then few African countries also are in the pipeline.
I see.
So the point what I'm trying to say, share is, I like to join Bosch, and for me, it's a worldly manner. It's a German company, product-based company, good work-life balance, and then I would like to explore. He said, no. But at the right time, he made the sequences or situations in such a way that I'm leaving the corporate, and then I'm joining to one of the best institutions. I don't know what will happen tomorrow, but currently, I could able to join and then give it to the IIT label.
Yeah.
This I never imagined. Sorry, I can't even ask him.
Yeah.
But it is blessings. He's still working for every one of us.
Amazing, yeah.
And he's giving the best. We can't even imagine about it.
Correct.
So, after doing this, even when I want to thank him, once in a while he used to come in the dreams. But that is very, very. A rare full moon. That time used to have, if I remember once, one or twice, used to have the curd rice at the end.
Yeah.
And curd rice, we used to put the dates for him.
Oh.
If you remember, obviously many of us are familiar with that.
Yes.
And that curd rice with the dates, I used to get as a prasad. So then I thought, okay, at least, okay. He's not forgetting me, or I'm not doing too much of karma, so that he's not, I'm not in his purview at all. So, that kind of a care is taking care, but it's not enough. because yeah. he had enough and more in his physical form. Whatever yes. he is currently giving it, it is not really satisfying it or fulfilling it.
Because you had his personal touch, no? Yeah. So, and that too, you were completely devoted to him and him alone, no Raj. So it's very natural that you miss him. I mean, you were so focused, even physically, only on Nana. You had nothing else in life. You didn't want to see people. You just wanted to, you know, like cut off from the world. So it's like, you know, like the hero, heroine, like Arunachala, Bhagwan, they had the relationship they had. That intensity you had with him, so it's very, very natural for you to miss him.
Because, what is it called? That unconditional love.
Yes.
I haven't seen with anybody else.
You can't and also.
He will express also. And he yes, will express yes. in his own style. What is it called? It will tinkle you. It will yes. trigger you.
Yes, correct.
The whole world. Who is like me? That kind yeah. of taste it will give you, that kind of a, what is it called? We'll look like the above the sky only and then we'll walk. Not for any other reason. Nana is with me.
Asked her
when A.R. Rahman say, Mere paas maa hai, are mere paas Nana hai.
Hai, so, correct.
So that is possible when we are, and still now I wonder, I don't know, many of you also would have noticed, he followed Sadhu Dharma.
Yes.
Sannyasa Dharma came only for a Kali Yuga. Kavi and all, it is Namkevasa. After Adi Shankara only came Sadhu Dharma. Sannyasa Dharma. But Sadhu Dharma is eternal. All the rishis have got Rishi Patinis and then they are in the family. Even they had yeah. kids and everything. Mm-hmm. And Nana white and white, the pure white and with the towel, it is like a natural, but he made it natural in such a way that even his chappal also used to be white.
Was white. In the correct.
Even
correct.
If you have seen in Gulf countries also, they have that pure, that milky white.
White,
dresses.
Yes. When yes, you're
going
yes.
to the Mecca and Medina and other things.
Yes,
and
yes,
he
yes.
lived, that is the reason, in one of the few aspects when he put me outside India also, even if I see somebody with that, what is it called, a complete white, I'll remember Nana Garu. And he used to wear the watch, clean shave, and then after the bath also, he will apply complete oil, and then he will get ready properly. It looks simple, but he lived by example, and then each and every day, we miss many of our activities. Whereas,
yeah.
they are shown by example.
Yeah.
This is how you have to live.
And yes.
Any one point, if you are able to, if at least that is what I'm trying it, but again, he is an ocean. We are a yes. drop in front of it. So many
correct.
Times I'm missing it. But I request the devotees like you and everybody to bless it in such a way that I'm walking in his path.
Raj, you can't be saying this. You are a part of us, no? We are traveling together.
But when there is a physical form, see, if you become a jnani, each and every life in the universe has to wish you, bless you. Then only you will attain that state. It is not easy.
Yes. It's
nobody
not easy.
Should think
it's not
of
easy.
You.
Yes.
Unless and until every creature knowingly, unknowingly bless you, then only you can reach the or a fulfillment or that enlightenment state.
Correct.
And
correct.
That is, what is it called? That will happen only through the humbleness and the careful words and proper actions.
Mm-hmm.
And little bit of sadhana, what Nana, yeah, he asked me what I was doing sadhana at Jinnur. That time I used to go to Andhra Ashram.
Mm.
So, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, that is a mantra I used to chant.
Mm.
He said, it's okay. If you could able to chant, it's fine. If not, also, it's okay.
So sweet.
So, but generally, he used to give mantras to many people. Even I've seen Om Namah Shivaya used to
yes,
give
he
Om
gives
Namo Narayana.
Yeah, he gives Nam to many.
The freedom, yes, even the freedom. Okay, this you are chanting is fine. If you are not chanting also, it's very
also
fine.
Also, it's fine.
Then the day when he said that, after that, I couldn't. I tried my best to sit and then do the Nama Japa.
You couldn't.
Certain things we would have completed earlier, at some form or other.
Yeah.
They know it, we don't know it.
Yes.
And they said, why you are doing unwanted things, unrecovered things right now? So after studying PhD, if you want to sit for a 6 or 7, they laugh at you. What has happened? You can sit for 1 or 2 hours, not for, again, come and do the regular class. Because in Adhyatmika, that is one merit is there. Where you stop, only you will start at any birth.
Yes.
No degrading from the class.
No. Not at all.
And other point is, after Nanagaru, we don't have any Sadguru. We don't need any Sadguru. That is...
We don't.
That is end of the story.
Understood. And that's understood.
Even we know birth, even that is how it will get full stop.
Yes.
Because birth and death, we don't know. But the point is, after sitting, after he has given darshan and seva, it means that we are done.
We have come to the end.
Yes. And after whatever we are going to do.
The happy ending.
We are is what is it called? He finished us. Only thing is, when we don't know.
Yeah.
Or when we are going to merge with him in the eternal manner.
That moment is unknown to us, but we are all done.
Yes. That confidence he has given us.
Yes, he has given all of us. I mean, mandatory. It's like he has sealed it. Huh? It's like giving you a visa, no? it's stamped for all his devotees.
Is ultimate truth lived in a physical form and then gave compassion to everybody. Even he taught me about charity also. Inside Arunachala is room, one of his visits, somebody gave a bunch of currency to him, kept it, and after some time somebody else, one lady came. It took it and then give it to her.
Yes, that's how he does it.
It looks very, what is it called?
It looks simple, but it is not. It's not simple. Because he was never. I mean, the wealth was nothing to him. He would just take it with one hand and give it off with the other hand.
Because sometimes the intellectual mind is there, no? So. Yeah. I want to check it out, what that lady is doing. The lady who received it. She was crying like anything. Outside, and just Nanagaru's outside room. She was crying like anything because it may be the need of the hour for her. And only the father can satisfy that.
Understand.
Daughter's, requirement.
That deprivation and requirement. No word. Yes.
Not
yes.
even a one small word out of it.
And
he continued with the prasad to others.
Yeah.
But it looks, as you told me, it's simple, but no.
But it's not.
They do it everything. And then
they do it with so much love. There's so much love, so much compassion, so much grace.
And like this, he saved many lives.
Yeah.
Including many times my life, in short.
Yeah.
Whenever I try to overstep sometime, I want to visit a nightclub in Paris. And one of my friend told me, okay, I'll come and take you Thursday evening, it is free, because I'm conscious also, I don't want to spend money. It so happened, you're supposed to come and pick me at 8 o'clock post dinner. Till 7:45 he was in the connect with me, and after 7:45 his phone is not reachable, it's not calling me, and then I already okay in Paris, I'm going to be a Parisian. And it so happened after 2 weeks only I could able to see him.
Okay,
then I asked him what happened. He was having a car. He's a French citizen, born and brought up
in France.
Parisian. Yes. So, he hit that, there is a small, road pillars used to be there. He hit that immediate, within 2 minutes, unfortunately, the police patrolling was there. So he got caught, and then his license has been deactivated. He has been put in the jail. That November, December is cold, without even shoes.
Then my God.
He told, no. He told, I will never ever take you to nightclub. Because that never happened to him. So according to him, I don't want to do
punishment.
Something. I don't know whatever it is. But the point is, that kind of a care, if it is not enough for you, whatever you try, you will not get it.
Yes.
If it is for you, I'll keep it in the tambalam and then I'll give you.
I'll give it to you. If it's not meant for you, I'll. If required, I'll punish others.
The other trick, at least benefit what we are having is my personal experience. It may be true for many people also. It will not directly touch us. If I have attachment with one person, one item, or one situation, either he will touch that person or touch that particular situation, and he will not touch me.
Yes.
Because knowingly, unknowingly, he accepted as a son or a devotee or a disciple.
Yeah.
He will not directly touch unless and until it is very important, very necessary. He will touch the other guy. Even he will, if I'm more attached to somebody, then he will move them out of country also.
Yes.
Out of country, forget about out of city, out of place. If I'm getting close to somebody, to the opposite person or the opposite sex, they'll be thrown out of India, either to Australia or US or Netherlands. Then this is a life learning lesson. Then I should understand, okay, certain things I shouldn't explore at all. So that
I mean, it's an obsessive catch.
Arey, I'm not worth for it. That's what I'm trying to tell him, but he's not listening. That also you shouldn't decide. The statement is, how can you decide that?
No, but it's obvious. No, but the things you say, it's very obvious.
Yeah, but even till this second, I didn't give up also. You let's play. You fight, I will play. Because we don't have any other activity, let's play.
Because you don't have anybody else in the world.
Yeah. So, he will come and then he will do his own, drama.
Drama.
And I will also wait for some time. Yes.
Yes.
After some time, I'll start something new.
See, for everybody else, there is family, there is kids, there is professions, things like this. But for Raj, it's only Nana, so Nana will play with you.
Nana, you play with somebody else also. You come and give me sometimes what I want. He's not ready. How can you ask me? You don't have a freedom or a right to ask what you want. I'll give you what you want at the right
what
time.
You want. Correct.
You can't decide on this. Then I
said,
okay. For some, some people is very strict master, and then unfortunately or fortunately, I belong to that category, because unless and until you ask me, this I can't share to, I haven't shared anybody else except to talking to him again.
Yes.
Points, I can't share it unless and until the other side also I've got similar experience with him.
Yes.
If I'm talking just to some common man or whoever in a colleague,
you can't connect. You can't connect. Yes.
Understand.
Yes.
They'll say that, "Arey, tu pagal ho." They'll say that you become a mad and then you are make me crazy.
Yes.
But actually, this is one fond of one kind of craziness, but in the other direction.
Yes. And you can tell about your last visit to Nangaru. Also, like when he came for birthday, he came to your house. The last birthday that he came to Tiruvannamalai.
Yeah. That point, I don't know. Some of you have seen that photo. What do you have it in the Facebook?
Yeah, we will post it tomorrow in the groups. We will post it tomorrow, Raj, because we wanted to first have an interview with you, only then post it.
That photo, he came to that house, he was taking rest, and Rajendra Babu was there, and then I kept this photo. This is the only photo I have it for myself, because I don't need to take a photo for any other reason. Till now, I'm not very photogenic in short. So this photo, I kept it in my, this is the one photo I made it as a frame, because is the childness is very sweet. It's like you can you can play with it.
Pinch.
That is how it looks. Yeah, pinch, exactly. So, and he is very thin also, and it looks very nice. So he asked Rajendra Babu Garu to take that photo. He started staring like more than 15 to 20 minutes. And Rajendra Babu was standing just inside, only those two were there. And then he started just looking at that photo. No words, nothing. And obviously, whoever is just inside that room will get annoyed or irritated. Now, Rajendra Babu has the freedom to talk to Nana Garu. He asked, Nana Garu, what you are looking like a lover photos together. But he didn't say anything. After 20 minutes, he asked him to keep it again. So, whatever he saw that he made it, that day I didn't understand. But now I understand at least why he saw that photo. Because that is the only photo myself and
which you are with him. Yeah. And it's really beautiful. It's such a wonderful picture actually.
It is very instantly, accidentally took by somebody else. Because my interest is, you would have seen, I have a newspaper with me.
Newspaper.
Somebody wants to take a photo. Yeah.
Yeah, and unbelievably, your very journey started with the Hindu paper.
Yeah.
And you continued to the Hindu paper, including the picture had the Hindu paper in your arm.
Yes.
No, I mean, it's so cinematic. Raj, it's actually very cinematic.
Because somebody wants to take the photo, I need to give this paper to him because that is my seva and then you are coming in between. That is my actual, internally, that's what I'm thinking when somebody wants to take a photo. Because somebody else will come and give the paper actually. They will give the Telugu paper also. If you are giving Telugu paper, my seva is gone. Because you will get 3 to 4 papers every day. So,
yes, correct.
Somebody else already will come and you will take this, but anyway, you will get it in a gentle manner. But as soon as he landed, if I'm
you
giving
may it, have okay. to offer first.
Yes. So, but he stood and then, what is it called? And at home also, what is it called? The cups also, whatever he had the coffee, there was a small... drop generally, at least it will not be there. Nothing will be there. It is almost
yes,
like
he will
a,
not empty cup.
He will not. But that day I was internally praying. Array, leave it, no, not 2 drops. That
drops.
Is enough. If not, also anyway, I'm going to clean that cup and then drink it. That I generally do it. Even I'll wash his plate and then I'll drink that water also.
My God.
I don't know what I did it. But whatever your prasad, then which is it will take care of it.
Uh-huh.
So it so happened, but that day he left 2 to 3 drops. And that is, what is it called? Still now, if I'm thinking about it, that liquoring taste will come to the, what is it called, mind.
Yes, definitely. So, when you said that, we can feel the taste now also because there was many times he gave me his coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
He made us in such a way that what is it called? We'll follow his footsteps, or we'll be his kids.
Yes. Definitely, Raj. We will reflect his love everywhere we go.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And also your last visit to Jinnur. I mean, last visit to Hyderabad. I mean, that was the last visit with Nana.
No. Jinnur also. If you remember, he was bedridden and then he was... I asked you whether I can come
correct.
And...
you came. Yes.
Myself, what is it called?
Raj, we'll go in sequence. Raj, 1 minute. We'll go in sequence because last trip to Tiruvannamalai was last birthday. He came to your house. And then he blessed all your family.
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't know that it was his last trip.
No, I didn't. No. I want him to visit, but I was in the... He made one statement in that not that visit, some of the visits is the train will reach up to Thirunamalai, so we don't need to get down at Katpadi. That used to say sometimes. The train directly from Hyderabad or Chittur, or it will directly go to Arunachalam, so we don't need to
Get down. Yes.
Yeah. So that time I used to get perturbed. Why he is telling that? I am getting only this. Yeah. See, as long as you are coming, you are getting down at Katpadi. That is my prayer. I can only pray, but he made it in such a way that since the last visit, most of the time,
that he came to Katpadi.
He will get down at Katpadi and then he will see that, what is it called? Though whatever the time he give it in Arunachala, but he will give some extra time. Or
time
some
for you?
Nothing is he will do it. Rajkumar, please. Raya Velurante, Vietil Undara, Arunachala Bhaktudu, he will tell a lot of, we call it Nayandis.
Yes.
He will do it, but only you will understand is this thing.
Yes.
That,
so beautiful. So
after that, after I joined Bosch, he said, don't join corporate. But even then, I voluntarily took his permission, like PhD, I joined. But I came to Hyderabad to get his blessing because I supposed to go for on-site for 3 months.
Yeah.
And after this visit and then came back, the situation changed. They said the budget can be for the next year. I don't know how that budget changed all of a sudden because I was about to leave in 2 days.
Oh, so you were stopped actually.
Yeah, I was stopped and nobody knows the actual reason. Somewhere something is not okay, so it's for only training, even not for a task or a job oriented. Because I joined Bosch, they want me to train in certain tools and some softwares. So it so happened, it didn't happen. Then I realized, okay, my boss is not approving. Though he touched me like this and then actually, whatever my wish, no. Then I understood, okay. Whatever you wish, I will take that. You want to go to
that money?
So you are not ready to leave foreign taste, huh? Okay, I'll touch there, not here. So again, I have to come back to square one. I have to ask him. So he made it in such a way that it didn't happen. And when during his last what is it called, a struggle in a physical form, I called you. Then what is it called? 2 days back. Or
yes. Yeah, you called me. I think it's almost nearing time for him to depart. And you called me, should I come? I said, yes, you please come and visit him.
So, what is it? He could able to open his eyes and then closed.
Yeah.
So, the point is, even till his last, occasion also, he acted as a nana.
Yeah.
Because he opened his eyes and then he we can say he was struggling and anything, but actually,
yes.
I don't believe in that. He ate all our karmas, all our, what is it called?
He swallowed it.
Burnt all our karmas.
He literally swallowed it.
Shown as a struggle. Actually, it is right now we are sitting and talking, or it's not only we, the unknown, even many devotees. They are universal, so they would have taken many more people's karma and sapa or papa, whatever name it, they burnt it. And for them, body is nothing. So they would have used that body to, what is it called? Hey, don't give it to my kids. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You give it to me.
Yeah.
So that capacity they have. Because when I saw him, I recalled Ramana Maharishi's one small story or a small statement. Somebody asked Ramana, asking him, you are taking all our karmas and then we want you to take some share from that, you please give it to her. So he said, okay, I'll give a fraction of a second. So that fraction of a second, whoever asked it, it is like thousands of what is it called, I couldn't get the term.
Tail, scorpion.
Scorpion, yeah. Thousands of scorpion, if they are, what is it
biting
called?
At a time,
that kind of a pain, what is it called, it used to be there. Then this guy couldn't take it, then he cried, no, I can't, Bhagavan, I can't take it. But Bhagavan and all, or Nana and all,
they can just take it as much as possible. Yes. Hey, Ari, you give it to me. Don't touch my kids. Don't touch my disciples.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
touch my people.
Yeah.
I can take it. Because they are capable of anything, but they want to set an example so that we are leading our life peacefully.
Yeah.
Knowingly, unknowingly, even it's not by me, Usha, because I'm talking to you, even my whole family, they are right now in this situation because this grace. It's like a elderly person for the family, and then he's taking care each and every second.
Yes.
Whether we worship him or remember him or not, but
not.
He's doing his duty. It's not duty,
yes.
but he's showing his grace on everybody.
Yes.
So
yes.
that is what sometimes, what is it called, miss him more. Because it is not possible, humanly it is not possible.
It's not.
And
it's not.
Other point I want to learn from him, till the end he didn't teach us the way how he used to, his lifestyle is very, very peculiar and very different. I've seen many sadhus, sannyasis, and enlightened soul. He'll take a lunch at 10 o'clock and dinner at 2 o'clock. I'm not sure, 10, 2 is a tea, and 6 o'clock is a dinner.
Yes.
This kind of a lifestyle, I never seen with anybody.
Yeah.
Then he will have something. Two,
he never reach anything else. Yes.
And after 6:30, after the dinner, nothing.
He doesn't take anything.
He's typically, one of my, what is it called, the point is, even he is a Yogeshwara, one of the best yogis, but if we are really, what is it called, deserved, even you would have taught us. But if it is not necessary, he will not, what is it called, teach the unwanted things. Because you take any of our humanly life, we eat minimum four times, five times, and then even occasionally also we don't mind of taking anything. But for him, this is the time, even if that time, if he uses, I don't know much about it, even he will not take that kind of, what is it called, life he showed us, he led us.
Yes.
So there are many things which I want him to learn from him, but I don't know when he is teaching, what he is teaching.
Yeah. And Raj, your last visit to Jinnur was, I think, few days before he left his mortal body.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Vayudha Ekadasi left the body, but it was 3 days, three
before
that week. Actually,
yes, that week you visited him. Yes.
But I was there because what I came to know from you is after that even he stopped talking and then he's not even
opening
his eyes.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
So
that is
what I understood. Okay, he's ready.
He was departing. There's no departure. There's never a departure. But mortal body had to go. Yeah.
That absence is absence, na. So whatever gave
true.
It. Even that time also, what is it called? I saw you, and then there is no doctor, so I could able to touch his feet because that is where we got addicted. So, even though he is suffering, but that time it even excuse your heart. But internally, I understand. See, you are a best actor in the world.
Yes.
You act with respect to a given situation and given condition, and then this is ultimate example. But I can't take it. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Maybe the what is it called? You are Oscar or beyond the Oscar performer and actor. But my capacity is not such a way that I can't even see, because that sound, it'll pull your what is it called, a soul. It'll excuse your soul. The sound, what you make it. I'm not that capability, sir. So don't do like this. So they acted and then they left it. But though physically it's not there, but now his teachings are very, very strict. Each and every time now he's doing more. At least that time we have a liberty to go and tell him so that he will consolidate or take care of it. Now, no relaxation, nothing.
Continuous work. He's working continuously on us.
Of course, Raj.
Actually, it was very easy because we can go and tell him that Nana this, Nana that. Now, he has become a god now. He'll act like a god now.
Yeah.
So, I have to do this,
I have to do that.
Yeah. So, there is no end of, what's it called? It's grace and it is, what is it called? It's love.
Yeah.
And night, what is it called? It can go for a day and night. But,
there will be no end to his leelas. They are endless. Yeah.
Not at all. Even because, to be frank with you, when you told, I made almost n number of incidents, but I can't even touch more than one page now. So I controlled. Okay. Sorry, you want
actually, Raj, today, today interactive, you made this so difficult for me. I can't repeat this in Telugu today. It made me so emotional also. I don't think I will be able to communicate this in Telugu today because it was really, really intense. So I will do it either tomorrow or day after tomorrow. I think devotees have to pardon me for this.
Yeah, you please pardon me because Nana wants me to speak in English because he understood my Telugu is very, very dubakur and battled Telugu. So please pardon me. But whatever the words, I try to compose myself during this conversation or during this talk, but certain places you have to be as you are. You can't do it for
others. You have to be as you are. It's okay. Because see, when you said you miss him, it was like a spontaneous chain. I couldn't stop my tears either, Raj. Yeah. Because I think that's how we were connected to him, right? That was our very deep connection with him. No matter we say, maybe he's everywhere, he's within us, he's taking, he's guiding us every moment. It's understood that we do miss him.
See that, Annamacharya, if you see that last scene of Nagarjuna, and he will ask, I'll give you all your, what is it called, youth and other things, then he will say, Kapada Nadaka Sutradhari. So, Dhanavakaru, he may be that level, but we are very, very chota and very bacha. We have seen him. Because now that kind of a love, where we can get it? It is not possible. Because long as we have a mind, that love cannot be done also. It is beyond mind, and then it's an embodiment of love. The whole body, the physical structure, what he was, it is
the embodiment of compassion. Of love alone. Yes. Thank you so much, Raj. And I think we'll make another session after a few months, maybe, or a year. Maybe.
Sure. Again, as I did it with Nana, I'll try to speak here and there little Telugu, but again, your Telugu, all your Telugu will get forgotten, so that's okay. Because many times, I'll speak in Telugu. Then he will answer it in English. Then I understood.
In English.
He said my Telugu is
no, Raj, I'll tell you a very surprising thing. Viewers cannot be spoken in Telugu with the same emotion. So I'm afraid I can do justice to this.
Okay.
I cannot do justice. So I don't want to speak in Telugu today. I mean, you made me helpless today.
It's not like that, and that's what I can speak Telugu because I was in Tirupati for 1 or 2 years, and then after that.
So maybe I'll give you time. Raj, no. Maybe Nangaru wants to give time, and he does not allow me to speak today. He will make Raj to speak in Telugu with the same emotion.
I don't know. He can do anything. That is the one point I understood. He is capable of doing anything, and he can do anything.
Yeah. Yes.
All I understood is I am helpless. Only his grace will be done. The thy will be done, what they used to say it in
thy
Christianity.
Will
that is
thy will be done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Raj.
Thank you so much for me to be with Nana Garu in an intensive manner for 2 years.
You've really touched all our hearts. Huh? I mean, we felt so connected. And yes, of course, the Telugu people will miss this satsang today, but I'll try to make it either tomorrow or day after, and make them happy too.
Yeah, because for him, Bhasha is very, very inferior. That is, I'm the real example, or I'm one of the real examples. You don't need any language. It is a universal language. And if we are soulfully connected, you will make, even whether they understood or they don't understand, but the message will reach them. Because that is his capacity.
Absolutely.
They will recollect their association with him, and then he knows how to pull the triggers. And then
correct.
He knows how to make the people cry, in short, in a very open statement. Are Nana, that word will pull many souls, and he will come, he will see that, he will take care of it. At the same time, he's a real master. No shortcut, no relaxation. So, anyway, thank you so much, Usha, and everybody for your patient listening. Maybe I'll try to compose myself, because Nana was a good teacher also, good orator also. Yeah, I never seen, what is it called? Going out of any word during on his stage or on his speech. But again, some Dubaku student like me can be pardoned, because I am in the verge of making small steps. So this kind of situations can be allowed. Only sometimes in a cool manner, if you don't have anything to talk, then the students will cry. More like that. So he made me to cry like that, so that I couldn't speak many things.
No, Raj, you reflected complete pure devotion where we did not require words. Your expression showed it all. You are one of the best professors of your university. You can't be a poor student with Nana.
No. See, this is nothing. This university is what is called a fraction of a second will change. But their university is very, very bigger one. All we can say is we all are got enrolled because of their grace marks or grace sanction approval. If not, if we haven't seen Nana Garu, our life would have been, we are the, what is it called? At least I used to think, if I haven't seen Nana, then I would have been, what is it called? Either ultimate, top, because intellectual is there, but it would have been in a completely worldly manner. Or whoever is there in the current politician or whatever the businessman, I would have been in a completely in the worldly person rather than trying to be self-contained.
The spiritual one, correct.
Self-contained, yeah. But that direction change, you only made it. Because I understand what Nana used to teach us is, if there is a treasurer, sometimes we used to see the mirror image on the mirror and then go and hit the mirror and get hurt. But Nana used to turn us, see, this is actual treasurer, you have to walk in this direction.
Yes.
So this is the lesson he gave it to all of us. But walking looks simple, but it is very long and thick path.
Because he walks with us. No, he walks with us and makes sure he will disappear, and he does the walk.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Raj. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll connect again if he will.
Thank you. Om Shri Nana Paramatmane Namaha. Thank you.